We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions and news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Love, love.
Hello, noble viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. Here are Beerbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispsat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supremacer Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Bunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, forest area increases in the Asia-Pacific region due to community efforts. In cultural news, the most promising Arab cinema talents are listed in Screen International magazine for their global contribution. In veg news, a new mobile app helps consumers avoid animal products. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 8th, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Lithuania, His Excellency Andrius Kubilius, born in 1956 in Vilnius, Lithuania. His Excellency is an advocate of ecological transportation and is a participant in the annual summer bicycle tour across the country. Prime Minister Kubilius also supports increased computer literacy. Among his priorities in office is to bring greater economic prosperity to the nation. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Andrius Kubilius, for your dedication to Lithuania and your fellow citizens. We wish you a wonderful birthday in the company of loved ones. Bodhi Day, called Rohatsu in the Japanese Zen tradition, is also celebrated today. It commemorates the inner awakening of Siddhartha Gautama in the 6th century BCE. Born as a prince in the kingdom of present-day Nepal, he left his life of privilege to seek deeper meaning through spiritual practice. While sitting in meditation under a Bodhi tree, Siddhartha reached self-realization and became known as Shakyamuni Buddha, the Enlightened One, or Lord Buddha. This auspicious holiday is celebrated as a day of remembrance and meditation on the noble life and compassionate teachings of the much revered Lord Buddha. May all our Buddhist brothers and sisters be blessed with an uplifting Bodhi Day with joyful illumination.
News. Storm disrupts lives in Malaysia. Crews including officers, contractors, fire and rescue personnel and police worked with residents to clean up after a thunderstorm of rare intensity pummeled Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur, and parts of Selangor on Sunday, December 4th. Packed with gale force winds, the storm damaged properties and vehicles, with 10 families evacuated to a local community hall when the roofs of apartments in Kepong were blown off. Uprooted trees and billboards also blocked traffic, while some motorists were forced to stop on roadsides for their safety due to the intensity of rains. Our appreciation, Malaysian officials and personnel, for your swift and caring response. May such disruptive extremes be alleviated through humanity's kinder eco-balancing ways.
Volcanic activity and quakes rattle Indonesia, Japan, Greece, Turkey, Peru, Australia, Chile, and Spain. On Monday, December 5th, Indonesian officials ordered the closure of the Sultan Babula Airport in Ternate, North Maluku, after the Mount Gamalama volcano erupted on Sunday night. The volcano spewed ash 2,000 meters skyward, which descended over nearly all of Maluku City, prompting the evacuation of thousands of residents throughout 10 sub-districts whose schools were also closed. Also on Monday, two quakes struck in Indonesia, one measuring 5.4 on the Richter scale that hit 70 kilometers north of Tanah Bay in Papua Province, followed by a 5.2 magnitude quake in the Maluku Islands. That same day, a 5.2 magnitude quake hit near the east coast of Honshu, Japan, 116 kilometers east of Mito in Ibaraki Prefecture, while a quake of magnitude 4.9 rumbled in the Aegean Sea near the Greek island of Lesbos, shaking Turkey's Izmir and Aydın provinces and causing panic on the Greek islands near Turkey's west coast. Peru's Ica region was also rocked that day by a 4.6 magnitude earthquake centered 105 kilometers south of Nazca.
On Tuesday morning, a shallow tremor of magnitude 5.1 hit Western Australia 370 kilometers northeast of Carnarvon as Chile's northern Tarapacá region was rocked by a 4.1 magnitude quake 54 kilometers south of Iquique. Meanwhile, the National Geographic Institute in Spain reported a total of 11,915 earthquakes since July at El Hierro, where an undersea volcano has been erupting. There have fortunately been no reports of damage or injuries in any of these events. Our appreciation all officials and scientists working to monitor the situations for the safety of the public. Let us strive to resolve the balance and stability of our planet through our adoption of more harmonious lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Birth, pink and round, me oh so plump, I gaily frolicked with mom. Lovingly you looked at me, praising oh so round, what a cutie. Every day you came by to visit, bringing cool water and delicious veggie treats. Mommy and I were so touched, your kindness worth more than gold. I lived a peaceful life under your care and protection, growing more plump with each passing day, just eat, rest, and play. So lovely was this early morn as clouds were drifting across the horizon. Cuddling together, I and Mommy, unaware of the befalling tragedy. Two brawny young men, strong like tigers and elephants, squashed my tiny body flat to a cage of horror. There was no way to escape. Oh God, what purgatory was this? I wailed in fear and terror. Mom, oh Mom, please save me! Oh caretaker, please come protect me quickly! Rescue my life! I'm still at a tender age! Mom was crying out in sorrow, tears of desperation filling her eyes. Yet immense heavens cannot contain this horrendous, heart-wrenching pain. My caretaker turned away, hands busy counting a stack of money. Haplessly, I rolled around in the car trunk, breaking heart more painful than bodily misery. The two young men bantered, "This piglet would be so tasty, tomorrow we'll slaughter him to celebrate the birth of the wife's newborn baby." Oh, how ironic this life! My soul is shattered. Tears flow in my heart like blood running in rivulets. I thought you loved me, nurturing me to maturity, but all this was a sham. It's all just about profit and gain. Tomorrow, my body will be cut to pieces, my flesh and bones turned to sheer torture, just so people can laugh in merriment at their happy feasts and gathering. To your children and others too, I wish them all long lives so the family can stay together, not endure the same fate as mine. I pray the whole family lives nobly, to be human in many lifetimes, and never be reborn as pigs, paying forever karmic debts. Alas, goodbye, life. I ache for my gentle, suffering mother. In tears, I'm overcome. Oh, mommy, mom!
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 412. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Algerian Dr. Freed, 20 days after he had gone missing while driving his children to school, cardiologist Dr. Nasser Djerel was released on Monday, December 5th, unharmed. The medical specialist from the Algerian province of Tizi Ouzou assured that he was not mistreated during his detainment and that he had been taken to help treat sick people in the bush. We are relieved to know of Dr. Djerel's safety and well-being, wishing him many happy reunions in the comforting presence of loved ones as we pray for shared dignity and respect to prevail in peace among all people across the globe.
Save our planet. Saving the oceans, a vital climate issue. Parallel to the main negotiations of the United Nations Climate Change Conference, non-governmental groups, scientists, and others have been working to bring the newest information on certain aspects of global warming, such as marine ecosystem impact, to the participants' attention. Supreme Master Television reports from the summit location in Durban, South Africa.
As the COP17 negotiations come to a close here in Durban, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association have continued to raise awareness about the effective organic vegan diet solution to climate change. Many of the summit participants have received SOS bags containing literature and DVDs to help inform their decision making. Over 700 bags were distributed in cooperation with 11 hotels, all of whom agreed to help deliver the bags to their guests attending the conference. Also in Durban this past week, the Global Forum on Oceans, Coasts and Islands held an event to raise awareness on the urgent need to address the state of world's oceans as part of the climate equation.
We always think of rainforests as the main source of as carbon sinks, but the ocean is even a bigger sink.
However, what's happening with this absorption of carbon dioxide is, number one, the ocean is becoming saturated, and number two, the ocean is becoming more acid. This has an enormous impact.
You know, 65 million years ago, there was a big carbon perturbation then, and the oceans became more acidic, they became warmer, they had less oxygen. Many, many species on Earth became extinct,
yes,
including the dinosaurs, mm-hmm. And we're kind of going through something that's even more rapid now.
And the number of dead zones has increased tremendously even in the past decade from maybe, or the past few decades, from 40 a number of years ago, and it's up, I believe, globally over 500 dead zones.
And this is in fact due to the discharge of fertilizer, sewage and animal wastes down the river systems.
And the ocean is the lungs of the planet. It is also the heart of the planet because it pumps the water around and it gives us our atmosphere, it gives us our weather, our climate.
No, we won't survive without the oceans.
Meanwhile, Supreme Master Television has spoken with many leading participants from governments, groups and media who shared their thoughts about the necessity of eliminating animal product consumption, including meat and fish.
Among all the things that humans do, probably the one that has more impact is the way we eat.
It's best for the climate to go vegetarian. The consumption of animal products is one of the major contributors to global warming and climate change.
Governments certainly can encourage people to eat plant-based diet. It's a natural state for many, many countries, so it shouldn't be radical to say, look, by and large, eat a plant-based diet for human health, for the environment, for the climate, and to be more public about that.
Reporting from Durban, South Africa, for Supreme Master Television.
Our appreciation, all governments, organizations, scientists, and activists working to understand and solve the crisis of our oceans and planet. May leaders and individuals alike be compelled toward all efforts necessary to save the precious ecosphere that is essential for all beings' survival.
As during an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently addressed the need to restore the balance of both marine environments and the earth.
You can see that the dead fish are covering the whole entire surface of water. You don't see water, you only see dead fish floating on top. It's a horrible sight to witness. As I have said before, if the world's people all become vegans, nature will rebound almost before our eyes, almost overnight, and we may see the oceans healthy again. Moreover, around the world, countless enormous ocean death zones will have a chance to return to life. Also, when we stop vacuuming all the poor fish out of the sea, they will have a chance to restore the balance in the oceans we desperately need. The fish is in the sea to balance the ocean. Otherwise, our lives will be in danger. God puts them there for a reason. When the ocean is healthy again, even the dead coral reefs will revive themselves. Imagine, nature is miraculous and, you know, incredible. But in order to witness nature's recovery, we must not let our current way of life continue.
Save Our Planet, warning on December 1st, 2011, that the likelihood of repeating this past summer's drought is very high for next year. The United Kingdom's Environment Secretary, Caroline Spelman, calls on companies and individuals to begin conserving water now.
Save Our Planet. In a report released December 1st, 2011, a team of 121 scientists from 14 nations concluded that global warming has created a new and higher temperature average in the Arctic, with warmer air and ocean temperatures that are yielding thinner, younger, and diminishing amounts of summer sea ice.
Hi, wonderful viewers. I'm Hoppy the Hispid Hare, a dedicated vegan with a driving tip. As temperatures drop, you may find your car encountering snow and ice and possibly becoming unable to move. To be prepared for an eventuality like this one, fill coffee cans or similar sized containers with sand and keep them in your vehicle. If your car gets stuck, you can try pouring sand around the car's tires to give you traction to move again. A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the weather around the globe.
In world news, the Asia-Pacific region experiences an increase in forests thanks to community efforts. The Forest Beneath the Grass report, which was produced by the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, stated that the decline of tree cover of the 1990s has been reversing. In fact, over the past decade, there was a net gain of 1.5 million hectares annually. The rise in forests is attributed to assisted natural regeneration, or ANR, projects. Local residents helped ensure the success of these plans, which included converting grassy sites into productive forests, promoting the growth of indigenous tree species. What great news, Asia-Pacific region! May woodlands continue to flourish for a healthy and prosperous ecosphere.
In cultural news, the most promising Arab cinema talents are listed in Screen International magazine. Filmmakers from Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, Palestine, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and the United Arab Emirates were recognized for both their artistry and success. Among them are Saudi director, producer, and actress Ms. Ahmad Kamel, Palestinian director and producer Mr. Basil Khalil, Egyptian director Ms. Aitin Amin, United Arab Emirates director Khalid Ahmahmoud, and Syrian documentary filmmaker Mr. Ammar Albik. Screen International is a United Kingdom-based multimedia film magazine. Congratulations, gifted Arab individuals, on this fine acknowledgement. May your movies continue to bring much enjoyment to enthralled viewers of all cultures. Coming up, shoppers can be sure to avoid items containing animal products with the help of a new mobile application. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be right back. More caring news will return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, joyous news for a jubilant world. In veg news, a new mobile app helps consumers avoid animal products. In Our Food utilizes a database of over 200,000 products and 40,000 ingredients and is supported by 25 dietitians, nutritionists, and food scientists. Shoppers will be able to identify animal ingredients with a quick barcode scan. Internet users will also be able to check products at their homes. Bravo, the In Our Food team, for your innovative application. May all people transition to the earth and life-saving vegan diet with heaven's blessings.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Javanese entitled First Date.
Sawijining bocah lanang arep lunga kencanan kang sepisanan lan grogi ngenani apa sing kudu diomongake. Dheweke takon bapakne kanggo njaluk saran. Bapakne kandha, "Anakku, ana telung bahan omongan sing mesti manjur, yaiku ngenani panganan, keluarga, lan filsafat." Bocah lanang iku methuk pacare lan padha lunga ing warung minuman soda. Soda es krim ana ing ngarepe. Sakloron padha pandeng-pandengan suwe nganti bocah lanang mau gugup. Dheweke kelingan sarane bapakne lan milih topik pertama. Dheweke takon bocah wadon iku, "Apa kowe seneng apem kendang?" Sing wadon semaur, "Ora," banjur sepi meneh. Sakwise pirang-pirang menit sing ora kepenak liwat, bocah lanang iku mikirake kandhane bapakne lan ganti bab kapindho ing daftar. Dheweke takon, "Apa kowe duwe sedulur lanang?" Bali si bocah wadon omong, "Ora," lan sepi teko meneh. Bocah lanang iku banjur ngetokake kertu pungkasan. Dheweke mikirake sarane bapakne lan takon bocah wadon iku pitakonan iki, "Yen kowe duwe sedulur lanang, apa dheweke seneng apem kendang?"
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you, Supreme Master TV, for all the wonderful work you do to awaken people to the reality of climate change and the urgency of the vegan solution. I really know that we will have a vegan world soon. When the whole world changes to a more compassionate way of life, then the disasters will stop too. There are so many people who believe in your good work and encourage you to continue. With love, Claire from Auckland, New Zealand.
Kind Claire, how wonderful to receive your supportive message. As Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly counseled on many occasions, if we want to keep our world, we must immediately adopt the earth-saving vegan diet. We pray people awaken to this urgent fact. May God bless you and all the gentle-hearted people of New Zealand.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be enriched by divine faith, hope, and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev meets with Alexei's or Vietnamese ambassador to Russia and Azerbaijan, Pham Xuân Sơn, President Aliyev announces the opening of a new embassy in Aulac or Vietnam, as both affirm their nations' expanding relations.
In a ceremony attended by Turkish President Abdullah Gül and Kyrgyz President Almazbek Atambayev, Kyrgyzstan's debt to Turkey in the amount of nearly $50 million is officially forgiven.
Humanitarian aid organization America sends via air shipment $6.5 million in medical and food supplies to assist residents of Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Honduras in their recovery from recent floods.
British soccer star David Beckham, also a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador and a father of four, visits a group of Philippine children living in a UNICEF-sponsored shelter where he engages in a friendly game of soccer and speaks of his own inspiration in hearing of their determination and hopeful dreams.
Emirati state news agency WAM reports that Sultan Rashid Al Khattoub, the United Arab Emirates ambassador to Libya, reopens his country's embassy in Tripoli as he also commends relations between the people of Libya and the United Arab Emirates.
Scientists at Harvard University in Massachusetts, USA, announce the development of a small soft-bodied robot that can fit through very narrow spaces such as those beneath doors, intended to help in situations such as disaster rescue.
According to a Swedish study published in Stroke, Journal of the American Heart Association, women who consume high amounts of antioxidant-rich foods, such as fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, significantly reduce their risk of stroke.
Thanks to the heroic efforts of canine Reagan, who found a bag on a roadside in Iowa, USA, carried it home and alerted his caregiver to the tiny kittens inside. Followed by the care provided by No Kill Shelter Raccoon Valley Animal Sanctuary, kittens Skipper and Tipper are now fully recovered and eagerly await adoption into a forever loving home.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.